We invite you to take a deep breath. And as you take a deep breath and you notice that where you are in this room, in this place, right here and right now, that all is well, we invite you to take another deep breath. Where you are at this moment is exactly right. And from this place, we invite you to consider the cash that you're wanting more of. Take some time to sit in your imagination and think about it. How much, if that is a factor, what does it look like? What would you do with it? What is it for? If you find yourself trying to cure a problem, back off from that and turn slightly and start thinking about what it's like to have more when all the problems have been solved that money would solve. You just have more cash. And it feels better to have more cash. Or does it? For what you're looking for here is an indicator that you're ready to have more. And that is found in the fact that the image, idea that you're holding in your mind about having more cash, that it feels better. It doesn't have to feel good. It doesn't have to feel great. It does not have to be happy or joyful. Just feels better. This is what we'd like to call jacks or better. Like poker, you can't play the hand if you don't have a pair of jacks or better. This process will not work unless you feel better. Not great, not wonderful, not delightful, not magical, necessarily, just better. It's going to feel like relief. So once you have the idea of the cash you desire in your mind, whether it's a specific number or just a general sense of I have a lot more or I have as much as I want or whatever that may be. And once you're in a place where that feels like relief, in other words, you know you have jacks or better and you can play, then notice that you're sitting in your chair in the room where you are. And that you have in your mind the very thing you desire. Feel the feeling of it. That feeling of relief. It might be better than relief, but at least it's relief. The thought of it, the idea of it, the feeling of it, sit with them. And you'll notice that as you do, the feeling begins to expand. And it's as though you're rising up. Rising up and rising up as you let the feeling and the thought take their own shape and form, moving through you, rising up and up and up and up. And then you'll feel how it begins to plateau, as though you've arrived at the top of a mountain. And then the feeling and the thought will begin to go down the other side. You do not need to follow them. This is an indicator that you are done giving instruction to the universe of your thoughts for what you desire, and now it is moving away from you. Take another deep breath and notice whether or not you think that maybe you just didn't do enough work. Now, that's never the case. But just notice, if you feel like you could just put in a little effort here, you might want to imagine that you got a lemon sliced in half, and you have a juicer, and you're just going to squeeze that lemon. But maybe it's not a lemon, maybe it's something sweet and delectable, like an orange or a tangerine. And you're going to squeeze it and squeeze it and get all of the delectable juice, all of the deliciousness, all of the pulp, every bit out of it. Squeezing and squeezing. You're going to get every bit of that juice, of that deliciousness, out of this idea of the manifesting cash that is now happening until you're just left with the tatters of the rind. The air, of course, is suffused with the oil of the orange, or the tangerine, or the lime, or whatever it is, whatever delectable might be. But you're done. You've done your job. You've given instructions. You squeezed down on it, if that felt better. And now, as you take another deep breath, you'll notice you're in your chair in the room, maybe with a faint aroma of oranges or tangerines or limes, or maybe even lemons. It's delicious. And it's done. Now, your job for the manifesting of what you desire is to stay out of the way. Lean back, open up. When thoughts about where is it, what is it, and is it coming, where do I do, what am I supposed to do, have I done enough? When those thoughts rise up because they're trying to help you, just let them pass on by because you're done. You know you're done. This manifesting is now complete. The shape and the form are now coming to you, rising up to meet you in the perfect time and in the perfect way, none of which is any of your business. Now you're free to go through your day, skipping, dancing, prancing, picking flowers, or doing whatever it is that pleases you. You're done. And it's good. And all is well. So as you take another deep breath, we invite you to notice that you are indeed in the room. You are in your chair. If your eyes are closed, we invite you to open them now, to come back fully into the room, fully aware of what is happening. You have given specific instructions to the universe of your thoughts in a way that felt better. And it's happening. Nothing to do other than whatever it is that feels better to do next. And with that, we invite you to remember that where you're sitting, what you're having, what you're about, that is wonderful and as delicious and as delightful as all of this is, it's only getting better and better and better and better and better from here.